dusty hat flat. I borrowed my neighbor's Cadillac. I'll be right back, going down to Wally World. That yellow light turned red too quickly. Knew that truck the moment it hit me. Out stepped my ex and his new girl. Sorry about your neck, baby, but it's for me. Why me? Oh, me, boring the same old worn out blah blah story. There's no good explanation for it at all. Ain't no rhyme or reason, no complicated meaning. Ain't no need overthinking. Let go, laugh, and life don't go quite like you planned it. We try so hard to understand it. The irrefutable, indisputable fact is it happened. Ain't no rhyme or reason, no complicated meaning. Ain't no need to overthink it. Let go, laugh, and life don't go quite like you planned it. We try so hard to understand it. The irrefutable, indisputable fact is, yeah, the irrefutable, indisputable, absolutable, totally beautiful fact is, psh, it happened.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Sweden is now an official member of NATO following a nearly two-year ratification process. Secretary of State Antony Blinken appearing alongside Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson today in Washington, D.C.
Let me be the very first to welcome Sweden as a party to the Washington Treaty and the 32nd member of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Sweden's Prime Minister will be among the guests at tonight's State of the Union, sitting with the First Lady. Aides say President Biden is fine-tuning his speech at the White House, which will address challenges here at home and abroad. Senior officials tell ABC News the president is expected to announce an emergency maritime military mission to construct a temporary port near Gaza to help get humanitarian aid in. Alabama's governor signing the state-passed measure into law to restore IVF treatments in the state. This is ABC News. The weather is helping fire crews get a handle on the wildfires that are raging in the Texas Panhandle. The three largest blazes have consumed portions of the state's cattle country, but the potential impact on beef prices is still not clear.
The cost of hamburger and steaks in stores was rising even before the wildfires because the nation's overall herd is relatively small right now.
The cattle numbers are down as far as back as 1950.
Now that the fires are dying, Texas livestock auction owner John Robertson says,
it's going to be several months before we really get some good numbers to understand how the consumers are going to start paying more.
The wildfires have killed at least 3,500 cattle out of 87 million being raised right now. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Louisiana, it's a shortage of crawfish. That's prompted the governor to declare a weather-related disaster. Drought, extreme heat, and other environmental factors have devastated this year's harvest. That's worth about $500 million a year to the state's economy. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy.
Nothing is everything.
With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another bright and beautiful sunny day as high temperatures soar warm once again into the mid and upper 50s. Clouds will thicken tonight and will remain under overcast skies for tomorrow and much cooler. We take a 10-degree hit. One call to Tax Solutions Now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
Now this news update. On Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newbert. A man convicted in the 2021 murder of his grandmother in Iowa County has been sentenced to life in prison. Ted Allen has more.
In December, Philip G. Schmidt Way and his father, Eric Way, were each found guilty of first-degree intentional homicide in the death of the Dodgeville woman who agreed to sell the family farm, which Schmidt Way would have inherited upon the victim's death. Officials say the father and son used sulfuric acid and formic acid to make carbon monoxide, poisoning the victim. Schmidtway's sentence Wednesday gives him the ability to petition for extended supervision after 20 years.
A change to the university reciprocity agreement between Wisconsin and Minnesota means more money for the UW system. Minnesota students are allowed to come to UW schools for the same tuition as they pay in Minnesota, and any difference will now go to the campus rather than going to Wisconsin's general fund. I'm Raymond Newbert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport. The JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Sunstrom & Company are local tax experts, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. The Mosin East School Board has selected Greg Doverspike to become the next superintendent of the district. That according to a news release issued Monday. The Wausau Pilot and Review reported on Monday that the Mosin East School Board held a special meeting on February 26th and approved a superintendent contract for Doverspike. He will replace David Munoz, who resigned at the end of the 2023 school year. Doverspike is the current superintendent for the Durand, Arkansas School District, and he will officially begin his duties with Mosinee July 1st. Voters in the Boyceville School District will be asked to allow the district to spend $18 million for efficiency and maintenance upgrades for all three Boyceville schools this April. Last year, CESA 10 performed an audit on the district properties to establish a set list of needed repairs and cost estimates.
If voters do approve the referendum in April, it won't have an impact on tax rates in the Boyceville School District. And if approved, the work would start on the schools in the summer of 2025 and be completed in 2028. Voters in one northwestern Wisconsin community will see a family tax hike question on the ballot next month. St. Croix County is once again asking for nearly $900,000 to hire 8 new public safety positions. Not all of them will be sheriff's deputies. The county is also looking to hire people in the Health and Human Services Department, the District Attorney's Office, and at the Clerk's Office. Voters rejected a similar question last year. St. Croix County leaders hope to have better luck this time around. The House of Representatives passed 6 spending packages yesterday that do include $26 million in funding for projects here in western Wisconsin. Some of the projects include $10 million to reconstruct Highway T in Eau Claire County, $1.4 million for River Falls to renovate the River Falls Fire Department, and $100,000 for Chippewa County to improve emergency communications. In a press release, Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Orden expressed frustration, however, that the Dairy Business Innovations had its funding cut. The spending packages will now move on to the Senate for approval. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Madison to talk about union jobs yesterday. The vice president spoke to a crowd at Madison's soon-to-be-built Metro Transit Satellite Hub. She talked up the opportunities for union apprenticeships and said unions help make the middle class stronger. This was the 6th time that the vice president or someone from the Biden White House has come to Wisconsin since the beginning of the year. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
A Chautauqua woman is facing homicide charges following a fatal crash in the town of Menominee last month. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, a truck driven by Barbara Jean McClellan was traveling southbound on Highway 25 at Northline Road on February 25th and pulled into the northbound lane to pass a vehicle. When she hit a vehicle driven by Tony Swanson of Boyceville, Swanson was killed in the accident. McClellan is now charged with 1 count of homicide by negligent use of a vehicle. If convicted, she faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. She's due back in court in April. The city of Eau Claire is looking to get feedback on everything from street repairs to parks as part of its new community engagement effort. City Council President Emily Berg and City Manager Stephanie Hirsch will host 4 discussions, 2 this month and 2 next month, to try to get a sense as to what people want. Neither Berg or Hirsch are saying just what they would do with the feedback once they receive it, but they say they'll have something for Eau Claire in a few months. UW campuses will get to keep more tuition dollars from Minnesota students going forward. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers yesterday signed a new law that tweaks the reciprocity agreement between Wisconsin and Minnesota. The deal allows Minnesota kids to pay Minnesota tuition prices but go to a UW school. Any extra money from those Minnesota students used to go to the state. Now that money will stay with the UW campus where those Minnesota students are. UW River Falls Chancellor says that could be worth about $4 million to her campus alone. Investigators are looking into a single vehicle crash that killed a Winona man early Tuesday. The Winona County Sheriff's Department says the vehicle was heading north on Highway 25 when it crossed the center line and crashed into an embankment. The vehicle flipped, partially ejecting the driver.
75-year-old Donald Wilson died before he could be taken to the hospital. Investigators say he was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Wisconsin-built passenger trains are finally in service on another continent. As reported by Urban Milwaukee, two train sets built by the Spanish firm Telgo in Milwaukee more than a decade ago recently began carrying passengers in Lagos, Nigeria. The African nation purchased the trains in 2022 for use on a new commuter rail line. With an urban population of more than 21 million, it's estimated the trains will carry 750,000 passengers daily on the 23-mile route. The trains were originally constructed for use on an Amtrak service extension from Milwaukee to Madison. Former Governor Scott Walker killed that project upon taking office in 2010. The resulting settlement with Telgo ended up costing state taxpayers $59 million. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another bright and beautiful sunny day as high temperatures soar warm once again into the mid and upper 50s. Clouds will thicken tonight and will remain under overcast skies for tomorrow and much cooler. We take a 10-degree hit. One call to Tax Solutions now will solve all of your IRS problems. 1-800-281-8193. It's 50 degrees at our studios.
Giannis Antetokounmpo returned to the Bucks lineup last night, but it didn't prevent Milwaukee from seeing their six-game win streak come to an end. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis had 23, but the Bucks were blown out by Golden State 125-90.
I knew this was going to sound a shock to you. I really didn't think this was our defense. I thought it was our offense. I didn't think we played solid offense all night. They have 21 points off of our turnovers. They had 15 block shots. So they were in transition or in early offense the whole game due to our bad offense.
Bucks coach Doc Rivers, Steph Curry led all scorers with 29 for the Warriors. Eighth-ranked Marquette playing without starting point guard Tyler Kolek fell short at home, losing to second-ranked UConn 74-67 on senior night.
Oso's a warrior. Stevie's a warrior. Cam tried his butt off, you know, to be the point guard. And he made a lot of really good plays. But, you know, right now, with who we have, you know, we've got to play a little bit different than, you know, when Tyler's playing. And I thought we got away from who we needed to be on the offensive end.
Cam Jones hit 18. Oso Iguodaro 16 for Shaka Smart's Golden Eagles, who finished the regular season at Xavier on Saturday. Senior night for the Badgers at the Kohl Center tonight. They'll play host to Rutgers. Horizon League men's and women's basketball tournaments continue. Quarterfinal play tonight. On the men's side, Milwaukee's at Green Bay with the two teams splitting their two regular season games. On the women's side, Youngstown State is at Green Bay. Milwaukee is at Wright State. Badger women face Penn State at 5:30 tonight. Round two of the Big Ten tournament at Target Center in Minneapolis. WIAA girls state tournament tips off in Green Bay. Division III semifinals on tap starting things off this afternoon. Cactus League baseball, Brewers beat the Reds 2-0, tied the Guardians 3-3. They'll face the White Sox today. Yukon, Alaska Anchorage, and Ferris State will join Wisconsin in the 2024 Quick Trip Holiday Face-Off. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
Business owners and professionals face special challenges in divorce court. In addition to everything else going on, they have to contend with allegations that they are earning more than they are, coupled with claims on their business or practice itself. Clients with assets depend on their divorce lawyer's skills in these matters, and that's why it's so important to hire someone that has those skills.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Starting with one store in 1978, Boot Barn has become the largest Western and workwear retailer in the nation. Supporting those who feed, build, and protect America, we offer the largest selection of cowboy boots, work boots, Western wear, workwear, and outdoor gear. With over 500,000 pairs of boots and thousands of top-quality jeans and clothing, it's an honor to support the people who make our country so great. Boot Barn. Keep West.
Nemechek hopes successful Saturdays will mean better results on Sunday. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Valley of the Sun will roar to life this spring.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
Why is that, you may ask? Because NASCAR is coming to Phoenix, and it's going to be a weekend of good vibes the whole family won't forget. The best-in-class fan experience meets racing's toughest drivers for 3 days of action on and off the track, all surrounded by the beautiful Estrella Mountains.
Let's go!
NASCAR Weekend at Phoenix Raceway, March 8th through the 10th. Get your tickets now at phoenixraceway.com.
John Hunter Nemechek won last Saturday's NASCAR Xfinity Series race for Joe Gibbs Racing in Las Vegas, and he'll be in this Saturday's race for the team at the Phoenix Raceway. Those are two of a scheduled 10 races Nemechek will run for JGR this season in hopes that the extra track time will help him with his new Cup Series effort with Legacy Motor Club on Sundays.
Restarts, pit road, just reps at everything. I'm going to the Cup level where a lot of these guys have a ton more experience and have a ton more years under their belt than I do.
Nemechek has never won an Xfinity Series race in Phoenix, but has been close with a pair of top five finishes. For more, see MRN.com. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Protect your sheep and goats from blood-sucking parasites. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Understand the parasite life cycle and don't let your animals graze to the ground as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Battling parasites is part of owning sheep and goats. They all have worms to some degree, but the most concerning is a blood-sucking parasite called the barber pole worm that lives in the animal's stomach. It causes anemia and, in many cases, even death. Mark Kepler is an extension educator at Purdue University. He says the key to parasite control is pasture management. Rotate sheep and goats to grasses that are at least 4 inches tall. If the animals are grazing in the same place all the time, they'll eat it down to the ground, which makes it very easy to pick up the worms.
The worm is inside of the animal. It lays an egg inside of the animal. When the animal defecates, that egg falls out on the grass. And then that egg will hatch out, and a little tiny worm will crawl up the grass blade, just a little bit. And so when the animal comes along and eats that grass blade, it's eating that worm and putting it into its body.
There are dewormers, but if they're overused, the parasites can build up resistance. Check the color of the membrane around the animal's eyes. If it's white and not pink, it signals anemia. Another way to determine worm load and if the treatment is working is to collect fecal samples.
Take it to the vet, and he'll look at it and say whether you got worms or don't, or what kind you got. I give him the drug, come back, whatever the vet says, usually about 2 weeks later, and then I see again what kind of egg numbers I got. If I got the same number of eggs I had the first time around, I got resistance, and that drug isn't doing me any good.
Keep in mind the number of worms, their impact on the herd, and their level of resistance will vary from farm to farm. Learn more about controlling sheep and goat parasites at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
51 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnekins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, April milk down 7 to 15.93, May down 11 to 16.40, June down 10 to 17.12, July milk down 7 at 17.64. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels down 8 to 154.5, 40-pound blocks up 0.25 to 149.25, 3 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 8.25 to 276.75, 4 trades on the day. Grading on fed dry milk down 0.25 to 114.75, 4 trades. Dry weigh steady at 41, no trades on the day. At the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle is trading higher as traders are encouraged by the morning's export sales and are reinvigorated to see midday box beef prices higher as feedlots continue to hold out for better money rather in the cash markets. Now, feeder cattle markets are mixed as the corn market is running higher and feeder cattle contracts are somewhat backed on their heels, at least in some of the contracts, as they wait to see how much gusto the corn complex plans to push higher today. Hog markets are higher as traders receive the export report that they were hoping for, strong and supportive. Not to mention morning cash prices were also higher, and that's helping to support prices. April live cattle up $1.05 to $188.30. June up $1 to $184.27. August up 82 cents to $183.22. March feeder cattle now down 27 cents to $250.75. April steady at $255.87. May up 25 cents to $258.02. April hogs up 25 cents to $85.25. May up 70 cents to $91.47. June up 97 cents to $101.47. 47. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets, beans and wheat all trading higher. Wheat was higher as Russia offers to Egypt for wheat are much higher than to Algeria earlier this week. And that has traders wondering if Russia is done dumping wheat on the global market. Also, the grain markets are seeing short covering by the commodity funds ahead of tomorrow's USDA March crop report. March corn up 9.5 to 427.5. May up 7.75 to 436.5. July up 7.5 to 447.5. New crop up 5.75 to 466.75. March beans up 11.25 to 1151.5. May up 11 to 1159.25. July up 10.5 to 1169.25. New crop up 8.75 to 1151. March soybean meal up 260 to 337.50. March soybean oil up $1.17 to 49.95. Chicago wheat, May up 2 to 533. July up 2.75 to 545.25. And Minneapolis wheat, May up 12 to 657.25. Energy markets today have moved higher at the midday. April crude oil up 17 cents to 79.30. May up 27 cents to 78.68. April gas now up 2 cents to 2.56. May also up 2 cents at 2.56. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. The Army Corps of Engineers says the drought on the Mississippi River is over. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Drought conditions have ended along the Mississippi River, that according to the Army Corps of Engineers. Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition points to recent snowfall and rain in the overall watershed, working against the prolonged period of declining water levels.
And they actually started in September of 2022, so they've been with us for a considerable period of time. So, you know, good to see water levels back to some degree of normalcy. The concern that we have, though, moving forward is that so much of U.S. farm ground is very dehydrated. And so what that means is it won't take a very prolonged period of dry conditions to all of a sudden return us back to low water conditions.
That is a concern for one of the largest and most efficient pathways for Midwest farmers to get their grain to market. Steenhook thinks the best time to respond to a potential challenge is before it happens.
So anything that we can do and in terms of water levels, that really kind of points to having, you know, available dredges that are ready to be deployed if there's going to be problems that will materialize, not just waiting for the problem to occur, and then all of a sudden you make a plan for addressing it.
Infrastructure laws have been passed over the past few years, so funding has been made available to help out waterways like the Mississippi. But Steenhook says that's come alongside drama.
Supply chains are kind of like your annual wellness exam. The less dramatic it is, the more boring it is, the better it is. You don't want the doctor to come in and say, I've got some really exciting things I want to talk to you about.
Ultimately, Steenhook says there needs to be a more reliable and predictable form of funding.
not just for the assets themselves, like locks and dams, but then also things like dredging, which is not a very sexy thing, but it is essential to have navigation that's allowed to proceed on our inland waterway system. And the more you can make that predictable, reliable, the better stewardship you're practicing of the taxpayer dollars, the better, the more beneficial it is to those who actually rely on that system.
That's Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. CHS Incorporated once again is taking ownership of the Inver Grove Heights headquarters building. The agricultural business paid a little over $48 million in cash to a subsidiary of Atlanta-based SunTrust Bank, which bought the 24-acre property in 2017 for $55 million. CHS is currently in talks with Illinois-based Growmark, and that could lead to a merger. Farmers and ranchers in the Texas Panhandle and parts of Oklahoma have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars from the wildfires, and while the outpouring of support has been tremendous, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says they will continue to need help.
There's a lot of cattle in the entire region that have no food. And again, there has been a big outpouring of support. But the hay that has been delivered has already been used for the most part. And the reality is, for not just days, but for months, there's going to be far more hay that is needed. I'm very proud and grateful for our fellow Texans stepping up and helping out, as well as other states that are willing to provide assistance, and farmers and ranchers and donors and supporters across America. But I just want all of them and all of you all to know that there is much more hay that's going to be needed for all the livestock across the entire region. And the more and the quicker that you can provide it, all the better.
He says they also need fencing materials and kettle cubes, but he's asking those who want to help to reach out to see what is exactly needed.
We don't want a lot of people just funneling in whatever fencing material they may have, because there are certain specifications that have to be met in order to have the type and quality of fencing that's needed for the ranches in this area.
The Texas AgriLife Extension is recommending higher protein cubes or cake from something like a 28% distiller's grains or DDGS cube to a 38% cottonseed meal-based cube, saying it would be better suited to help fill the protein and energy voids left by relatively low-quality hay. Now, if you'd like more information on how you can help, visit tcfa.org. That's tcfa.org. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack Wednesday announced $2.3 billion in projects to expand clean power in rural communities. USDA is moving forward on clean energy investments in 23 states, including northwest Wisconsin and in northeastern Minnesota, that would help to reduce pollution and strengthen rural America's power grid. The announcement includes the first five awards totaling $135 million under the Powering Affordable Clean Energy Program. Secretary Vilsack also announced $2.2 billion in funding awarded to 39 projects to help ensure over 2 million people in rural areas have access to reliable electricity. A coalition representing farmers and the ethanol industry this week urged the EPA to reject a recent petition by CVR Energy to alter the Renewable Fuels Standards Credit Trading Program. CVR Energy's petition is a counterproductive proposal that would undermine the RFS and ultimately lead to higher prices for consumers, according to the group. CVR Energy has long sought to change the RFS and in late December petitioned EPA to prohibit many businesses from possessing and trading renewable identification numbers or RINs. RINs are the credits that EPA uses to ensure obligated parties satisfy their obligations under the RFS. In a letter to the EPA, the coalition stated altering the structure of the RIN system would have disastrous impacts on renewable fuel producers, fuel marketers, and retailers, obligated parties, and consumers in the form of higher prices at the pump. The letter was signed by the Renewable Fuels Association, the National Association of Convenience Stores, National Farmers Union, and others. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue, the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
A cold front will slowly slide east across the area today. The pressure gradient, though, will be much less, and winds will be much lighter. Now, cooler temperatures, again, will be the rule Friday and Saturday, but then highs are expected to be back into the 50s and 60s from Sunday through Wednesday. And it looks like we could see winds remaining under 20 miles an hour. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 50 to 55, relative humidities at 29 to 34%. South winds at 5 to 10, shifting to the west in the afternoon. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy early, then becoming mostly cloudy, lows 27 to 32. Relative humidities at 78 to 83%, north winds at 5 to 9. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain and or snow, 50% chance. We'll have highs from 41 to 46, relative humidities at 38 to 43%, north winds at 8 to 13. We'll have an isolated trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation possible. For Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 40 to 45. Sunday, sunshine, highs 45 to 50. Monday, partly sunny, highs 55 to 60. And for Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 60 to 65.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
That music on the radio, and I swore someday I was gonna go down a highway 10, past the Lafayette. There's a Baton Rouge, and I won't forget to send you a card with my regrets, 'cause I'm never gonna come back home. Saturday night, and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big dance floor. And I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Louisiana tonight. Hey. They got an alligator stew and a crawfish pie. A Gulf storm blowing into town tonight. Living on the Delta, it's quite sure. They got hurricane parties every time it blows. But here up north, it's a cold, cold rain, and there ain't no cure for my blues today. Except when the paper says, into town, baby, let's go down. It's Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the Twist and Shout, find a two-step partner and a Cajun beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet out in the middle of a big dance floor. When I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from a Louisiana tonight. Woo!
Papa, bring your sister too. They got lots of music and lots of room. When they play you a waltz from the 1910, you're gonna feel a little bit young again. Well, you learn to dance with your rock and roll. You learn to sway with the do-say-do. But you learn to love at the fe-do-do when you hear a little show de plomb. Saturday night and the moon is out. I wanna head on over to the twist and shout. Find a two-step partner at occasion beat. When it lifts me up, I'm gonna find my feet. Out in the middle of a big dance floor, when I hear that fiddle, wanna beg for more. Wanna dance to a band from Louisiana tonight.
Guitar and said, what do you do? I said, I sing for a living. Country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues. He said, I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that? I just looked at him and laughed and said, 'cause there's songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me. So I offered him tickets. I said, you'll see what I mean if you show up tonight. He said, I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey man, I'll try. Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me. Singing till I hear the whole world singing. Those are songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips that taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease. When she walks in a room, I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile, knock a grown man to his knees. She got one amphibious, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one amphibious, I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. You know I've never been the type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people ask her why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one amphibious, it blows me away. She's everything I wanna say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one amphibious, I don't know what to do. Every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. It's when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. It's when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got one of them idiots, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
We've come up, baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. Ain't nothing better. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still the one I want for life.
made it. Look how far we've come, my baby.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I felt the rush of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls. And the lights of Vegas crisscrossed down to Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all. And all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud. Tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big, bold, round world. But how about them cowgirls? She's riding coast in Steamboat Springs, bailing hay outside Abilene. She's trying hard to fit in some city, but her home is neat that big blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big whole round world. But how about them cowgirls? And she don't need me. She can do just fine on her own two feet. But she wants a man who wants her to be herself. And she'll never change, don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side. But you treat her right and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls. But you can't beat the loving. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big. How about them cowgirls? How about them, boys?